The terrorist attack in Nice, France last week in a rental truck that plowed through revelers was a turning point for a nation that has seen some of the worst political violence in all of recorded history. France is now a front line in this war zone of terror that is everywhere and nowhere at the same time. 31-year-old Mohamed Boulel found his target in a crowd of Bastille Day seaside revelers, killing 84. The repeated attacks in France this year are threatening to bring down the tradition of secular liberalism. The string of attacks began last January when 17 were killed in the offices of Charlie Hebdo, then a knife attack in Nice at a Jewish community center, a Moroccan national who opened fire on a train from Amsterdam to Paris, and the shootings at restaurants and a concert hall in Paris that killed 130 people. Jack McCord is executive director of Alliance Française in Chicago. Jack, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Bonjour. Nice to be here.
What do you think the cultural sort of threat is in France right now, this assailing of French values and putting France on the front line in this war on terror?
Well, I think there are several things at play. I mean, if I recall, the French interior minister, or one of them, basically said after the Nice attack that this is sort of the new normal. And obviously, you can imagine that that doesn't sit well with the French population. Although, how in the world do you control people renting trucks and plowing into targeting groups of pedestrians on a grand boulevard, sort of like it would be as if a semi were to careen down Michigan Avenue on a busy parade day and suddenly plow into people and just continue for 2 kilometers. I think it's a multi-generational discussion, this whole idea of assimilation and into French society. With perhaps less willing and less frequent assimilation on the parts of certain groups, whereas the French model is really based on how do you become French. You don't necessarily leave your other cultural identity at the door, but you do let the French part of that take the fore.
Openness is so fragile, we learn in the various countries that have experienced this, including the United States, which has dialed back its sense of openness in the Patriot Act and in other changes that have taken place. What does it mean in France, do you think?
One thing I would think, I'd make a comparison between the way we look at our backgrounds in the United States. I mean, I've had French friends tell me when I say that my father's family came from Ulster in 1720 and my mother's family came to work in the coal mines in southern Illinois in 1900. And they said only an American would know that, because all the rest of us consider ourselves to be French. And you find out that their mother was German, or that, you know, I think of a young couple I know who actually live in Chicago who both are from France. The woman happens to be of an Arab background. They both grew up in Grenoble. They both advanced up through the system because they worked hard. They went to school. They did well in education. And that was sort of the social ladder, if you will. There's the French state considers itself to be secular. And so the first tenet of that and the whole idea of what the French state is really one model, one Republican model for all, a totally secular state where you're allowed to practice religion, but it cannot impinge on the general Republican ideal. You're expected to assimilate. And France is also a high-context culture where gesture, speech, manner, appearance, the way you talk all count. I'm often think that when I look at, let's say, pictures of groups of government ministers in the United Kingdom, for instance, and then I look at even Sarkozy's government, particularly perhaps President Sarkozy's government, where Rachida Dati, who grew up poor, Moroccan, in a not very nice suburb, advanced up through the system and became Minister of Justice, or Azouz Bogag, who grew up in a shantytown outside of Lyon until his parents got social housing, was the first Minister of Equal Opportunity under the Sarkozy government. But they also were part of assimilation. They may be able to practice. I'm not even sure that Rachida Dati is a practicing Muslim at this point. She grew up as one. But if you will are willing to strike a bargain with the cultural model, you can do okay. And right now what we're dealing with is people who don't necessarily or are not, for some reason or another, are not striking that bargain.
As you reacted to the reports of the devastation in Nice, did you feel First of all, what did you feel? And do you think that people around the world view this as an attack on Frenchness?
Well, the first, of course, thing we felt was horror, because actually I was at the Chicago celebration of Bastille Day, which was in Lincoln Park along the lake, and there must have been 1,000 people there. And we were all busy, and it had happened. We weren't on our phones, and the French consul arrived and shared the news with us. But so as not to, because we didn't really have very many facts, so we, rather than dampen the mood of what was a wonderful celebration, and by the way, you know, the very diverse nature of the French-speaking community in Chicago is all there. So there were people from North Africa and people from Arab countries, people from, you know, the islands, Guadeloupe, Martinique, as well as what the Front National would call French people, you know, whatever they are. We were really just struggling to try to understand what in the world this is all about. And it seems to be a now ISIS has claimed that this gentleman was, or if that's the word to use, is one of their soldiers. But none of that, those connections are clear. So it may be more of a one-off thing, equally horrifying. And I think that's what's troubling everybody today in France.
What does that vulnerability of French citizens mean politically, do you think, before we go?
Unfortunately, I think it means that the Front National may have a large opening. I think there are people who are reacting with fear. It's being manipulated by them pretty skillfully, and there are calls for people to look at it in a more general, let's look at this in an overall way and not target individuals or communities, and try to rediscover the Republican ideal of what the French state is based on.
Jack McCord, thanks so much.
Merci beaucoup.
Jack McCord is executive director of Alliance Française de Chicago.